1. Coactive Coaching Fundamentals. From day one, coaching focuses on the coachee client. People participate in or seek out coaching because they want things to be different. They are looking for change, or they have important goals to reach. People come to coaching for lots of individual reasons. They are motivated to achieve specific goals, to write a book, to start a business, to have a healthier body. They come to coaching in order to be more effective or more satisfied at work, or to develop new skills to help navigate life's changes. Sometimes people want more from life, more peace of mind, more security, more impact in their work. And sometimes they want less. Less confusion, less stress, less financial pressure. In general, they come to coaching because they want a better quality of life, more fulfillment, better balance, or a different process for accomplishing their life desires. Whatever the individual reason, it all starts with a stirring of motivation within the coachee. In this third edition, we intentionally use the term coachee to indicate the person who receives the coaching. The term coachee, in wide use outside North America, implies any person who receives coaching, whereas the term client implies a professional coaching relationship. The model applies even when the coaching relationship is more informal, such as a manager and direct report. Using the term coachee covers all coaching relationships. In this third edition, we will use coachee and client interchangeably. Part 1 explains what the coach brings to this interaction and shows what the process looks like from a coactive coaching perspective. In this part of the book, we outline the elements and convey a sense of how they fit together in a comprehensive model. In later chapters, we expand on these major components to provide more depth and offer examples from coaching conversations. Chapter 1. The Coactive Coaching Model. The term coactive refers to the fundamental nature of a coaching relationship in which the coach and coachee are active collaborators. In coactive coaching, this is a relationship, in fact, an alliance, between two equals for the purpose of meeting the coachee's needs. 4 cornerstones. The 4 cornerstones form a container that holds the coactive conversation. In fact, the cornerstones make it possible to have a truly coactive conversation. In order for engaged and empowered relationship to exist, the co in coactive, and in order for life-giving action on the part of the coachee to manifest, these 4 form a necessary structure. People are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. We start with this assertion. People are, by their very nature, creative, resourceful, and whole. They are capable. Capable of finding answers. Capable of choosing. Capable of taking action. Capable of recovering when things don't go as planned. And especially, capable of learning. This capacity is wired into all human beings, no matter their circumstances. In the coactive model, it is more than a belief. It is a stand we take. The alternative is a belief that people are fragile and dependent. With that belief, the coach's job would be to guide the coachee to the safest possible outcome. You can feel the difference. When we take a stand for other people's natural creativity and resourcefulness, we become champions on their behalf, not worried handholders. As coaches, when we assume resourcefulness and creativity, we become curious, open to possibilities, discovering with the coachee, not dictating. We expect to be amazed. The key here is naturally. Yes, of course, there are times when the circumstances feel overwhelming, when even the most resilient human being feels the mountain is too high, the road to cross too wide.